This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Educators in the Sheridan School District southwest of Denver voted overwhelmingly last night to authorize a strike. The vote comes after months of teaching without a contract and trying to negotiate with the district. Educators also accused district officials of retaliating when teachers spoke out. District officials could not immediately be reached for comment, but in the past have blamed the union for the impasse. A pair of bills to restrict the use of artificial intelligence in healthcare, including banning therapists from using chatbots with patients, passed their first hearings at the Capitol. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
The proposals would prohibit mental health providers from using chatbots to interact with patients or independently recommend treatment plans, and AI companies would be barred from misrepresenting their chatbots as human therapists. Medical clinicians would also need to tell their patients when and how they're using AI. Democratic Representative Junie Joseph is a main sponsor of one of the bills and says it's not an outright AI ban.
It sets the rules of the road by requiring transparent disclosure of how it is used and what human oversight exists, and prohibits misleading representations, especially when a tool presents itself as equivalent to a licensed professional or implies confidentiality.
The measures would also ban insurance companies from using AI to deny coverage without meaningful human oversight, and those decisions would have to be based on patients' individual medical histories, not just statistical data. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
The northern and central mountains could see 4 to 10 inches of snow through tomorrow, the San Juan Mountains 2 to 6. This is CPR News.